Australia will be among dozens of countries to attend talks on a reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Defence Industry Minister Pat Conroy has confirmed Australia is sending a representative to the emergency summit in Paris to be co-chaired by the UK and France. Meanwhile, the International Energy Agency has declared it's ready to approve a second release of global oil reserves, with OPEC reporting a drop in oil production in March and more than 80 oil and gas facilities across the Middle East sustaining damage. Agency head Faith Birol has told an Atlantic Council event a long-term solution needs to be found to end what he says is the worst ever energy crisis the world has seen.
This is not a solution. This is just reducing the pain, even though it was the biggest oil stock release that I announced 11th of March. I very much hope we don't need to do it, but if it is needed, we are ready to act immediately.